Biden administration. President Biden planning to transfer more student loan debt from those who took out the loans to those who did not. It's being done under the guise of loan forgiveness. Sell-off underway this morning on Wall Street so far. The Dow is down 326 points. The Nasdaq off 171. The S&P down 45 points. More details, srnnews.com.
It's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Boy, oh boy, we've got a forecast that is getting better and better for the weekend and beyond. Abundant sunshine today. A little breezy, but not as windy as yesterday. High 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Up to about 80 or teasing 80 Saturday. 83 on Sunday. How about mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday with more sun? Still dry. It's a great pattern we're getting into. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
1819 News.
The Hoover City School System has taken its online library system down in order to conduct an internal audit. The move from the school administration comes after a board meeting was held earlier this week, in which a pastor called on parents to get more involved in knowing what types of sexually explicit books are being permitted in that library. At least one parent has now voiced concerns over the books that are sexually graphic being accessed with the use of school-issued Chromebooks. The school notified parents that the system would be offline while the district is proactive in safeguarding students and upholding the values and mission of the school district. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Geneva police are now searching for a particular car as part of an arson investigation. Police believe that the person driving the car near a residence that was intentionally set on fire has information pertinent to the case. That home was first burglarized and then set on fire. The car was seen driving through a nearby McDonald's parking lot at the time the fire started. Two women and a teenage male are charged with attempts to smuggle in prison contraband. The trio were apprehended at the Staten Correctional Facility in Elmore. Officers found a variety of things within book bags that the three were carrying, including knives, cell phones, and drugs. Hannah Crowder and Carrie Drake are also being charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. This is Scott Beeson.
Scott.
And two ladies.
Scott, this is not
that
different.
Term loosely?
Loosely. So funny. So
you did not listen to us.
You did it. So this morning.
I don't remember the names of any of these groups.
Scott,
I don't know how I came up with Clean Up Alabama.
It is Molly's prom, and we have told Christopher several times where we're going to meet for photos.
Where?
I'm not telling you.
Oh.
So
why not?
Because
everybody knows these things aren't secrets at school.
Anywho, when you see the two really tall people, that's not me. You'll know that's where we are.
We are. Okay.
And this morning he says, "What time did you say again? Where?" I've been telling him for a week. We are going to go to this place for pictures.
You know what?
Is that like the male discard part of the brain?
I'm going to explain it to you.
Mansplain it, please.
Explain this to you.
Can I tell you?
Okay. You know how Allison and you, and I, me to a certain extent, like list?
We love list.
Why do we like list?
I love lamp. Simple and to the point.
We like list because we can put it down and then
check it off.
Not think about it again. It is on the list. I have no reason to remember the details. It's on the list. I have my list. We men consider our wives' list. Oh. Y'all remember all the stuff. You want to remember all the stuff. You want to write it down and have a list. So why should we burn any brain cells remembering something that you're going to tell us anyway, even if we remembered? So we're like, what time did you say that was? Knowing you know.
We are a live-in list.
You're
a
live
list. He's so lucky he has... lists in his
life. I have three little helpers.
But you know what, Scott?
What?
We're not married to you. And when you're taking an interview call, maybe you should stop and listen to us. So we could help you.
I'm being very honest. That I don't remember the names of hardly any of these groups. And I will say I thought they were all the same.
They are all...
Thank you for telling us that.
...focused on the same end goal. So
local, blah, 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 blah. I thought they were all the same.
No, separate.
A bunch of women.
Separate.
Cleaning up the schools, and I'm for it.
Mama Bears.
And they're doing it because the men won't.
It's true.
Well, that is true.
And we're
that
tired.
That part is true.
Let's talk to Hannah Reese with Clean Up Alabama and see how tired she is today.
Hannah is our guest, and she's with Clean Up Alabama. And look, I'm shocked that y'all don't know. Hannah, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling, and I personally appreciate the work you do.
Thank you, Scott. I'm glad to be here.
No, we're super happy to have you on, and we love to hear what you have going on.
Anna?
You see what y'all did? Y'all made her hang up already.
We did make her hang up already.
Oh, no, I'm here. Well, before...
Are you in warrior?
I really had a comment about your whole list thing. I was thinking as you were talking about your list, how, yes, y'all expect us to be the list, but then we tell you 80 times and then you forget. So
it's true.
We tell you, so it doesn't always work out just right. But
anyway, yeah, it's because we haven't been communicating and dialoguing about how it's supposed to work.
It's because you don't like to communicate and dialogue, Scott. Okay, I'm going to take over this interview. Hannah. Tell us, you are in the thick of it. Really, this whole library thing started in Prattville because of you, which, God love you. We pray for you daily because you are taking arrows. But what? Give us an update on what's going on in Prattville. And really, you all have expanded and you're kind of across the state. Do we have hope that we can get some of this explicit, terrible content out of the hands of our children? Or is this just the way it's going to be?
Oh, there's absolutely hope. I mean, in Prattville right now, we have the policies in place that protect kids. The problem was the previous director and staff had no plans of making that happen. And now that they're gone, it's going to be happening. It's like the current staff is working hard to get those policies implemented. And so in Prattville, it'll be a done deal here soon. The problem is, it wasn't. And I know y'all all saw the article about the kid that got exposed to that just straight pornography is all I can say, is what that book was that kid found in the library. And the current staff was appalled it was there. That should have not happened.
So for our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, there was a book, what was it? My Lesbian Experience? Go ahead.
Yes, My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness. And it's about a woman who, she's in her 20s, and she, I guess, never had a sexual encounter, so she goes and hires a hooker, and it's about her whole entire stay with a hooker in a hotel.
Oh, my word.
And it's so deceptive and just evil because it's a graphic novel, kind of like a anime type feel, but it is extremely graphic and things are drawn and they show a lot. And it was supposed to be in the adult section, am I correct? But it was in the young... Well, and Prattville is a small library, and I think people forget that you can say it's in the adult section, but you can see it from the children's...
It's not like it's on the seventh floor.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, so Prattville is a one-room library. Story time hour is done right there in the adult section of the library. And so it technically was listed as an adult graphic novel. But here's the kicker. Guess what else was listed as an adult graphic novel? The Children's Action Bible.
Oh, come on.
What?
Yes, they're sitting right next to each other. I can send you the picture. Well, they were. They're not anymore because it was removed, but before.
Okay. It sounds like somebody at the library definitely has a worldview that they are forcing upon children.
That is what it sounds like to us as well.
So that book, My Lesbian Experience with Loneliness, where they hired a hooker to experiment with, was that purchased by the library or was a donation? How did that even get into circulation?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. We were able to find out where the staff found out that, because they were appalled. They're like, how did this get here? We've never seen this book. It was donated apparently in January. Mm. So you might suspect who might have donated it. I mean, we can only speculate who might have donated it. But the still what's responsible for the staff is the cataloger got the donated book and said, with it in her hands and flipped through it and thought, surely this needs to go on the shelves in our library. Cataloged it. And it's a long process. It's a several step process to get it cataloged, get it in the collection before it gets even onto the shelf. And then still put it on the shelf right next to the Children's Action Bible.
So, Hannah, for people who have maybe, you know, tuned in or read a little bit about Prattville, how did this whole library thing get started?
Woo, Amy Beth, you're going way back there, huh?
Okay. Yes, girl.
Well, it kind of just started with a group of us homeschool moms. We were chatting. We were hanging out at the park one day, and a mom came up to me and she's like, "Hannah, have you seen the books at the in the children's section of the library?" And I was like, "No, I'm not I've not seen this." She's like, "Hannah, I came across this book, and it was the pronoun book at the time. And my initial instinct is, if that book is there, there's tons more." And so I immediately went home, went searching on the online catalog, and then I was floored. Book after book after book started coming up in the feed, and as I was scrolling, and I was like, wow. And I still was naive in the beginning enough to think, surely this was an accident. Like, I was so naive. I was like, I emailed the director and I said, "Hey, can we have a meeting about some books I found at the library?" And she was like, "Sure, let's have a meeting." And I show up to this meeting and I'm like, "Hey, I think these books got in here. I don't really think that they were intended to get in here." And she was kind of like, she set me straight that they were definitely intended to be there.
Oh, wow. She didn't even try to.
Hey, I actually respect that. Because we have so many elected or appointed officials that are like, "Oh, I don't know how that happened." Totally lying to us. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate that. Okay, and so then what did you say?
And then I was like, "Well, then what, like, what would be the reason why you would think that this is appropriate for children?" And the only response that she could have was, "Well, there might be, she didn't even say there are. She said there might be some parents in this community that do think this is appropriate for their children." And I was like, "Well, that's not the majority, not even the vast majority. I mean, that's not even a fragment of the people in this community." I was like, "We live in Prattville, not Chicago, New York, Los Angeles."
Yeah.
So
did it take you a few seconds when she said, no, these are supposed to be here for you to, like, keep the profanities down or think, what is going on here?
No, I mean, by then I kind of had done a little bit of research. I hadn't really got fully dived into the ALA stuff, but I had kind of like done a little Googling to that point, and I was like, right. Okay, he is obviously, you know, has this, ALA indoctrination, this, you know, they learned this stuff in school, and even though she seemed like a kind, conservative woman that you would think, by looking at her, you would think, surely she's aligned with us, and that just wasn't the case. And it's really not the case for a lot of the librarians, and even the good ones, even the good godly ones that I hear, they'll tell me, "I don't want that in the library, but I feel like we're supposed to have it in the library." They've been so convinced they think it's a requirement, and it's not. There is no written rule. It is all a choice. The cataloger, the person in your library that's ordering books, uses their own discretion. They're supposed to use what the policy says as their discretionary guide, but they're not. They're not doing that. They have an agenda, because guess how many books about gender they had from the Christian perspective when I first went there? Zero. In the adult section, in the children's section, nowhere to be found was there a single book that supported our worldview on this issue.
Wow. So what would your advice be, Hannah, for other moms, other dads, just citizens out there who probably don't think it's in their local school, don't think it's in their local library, but, you know, do they need to go check? Do they need to understand that there's a very good chance it is in their local library? What advice do you give people in other parts of the state?
Yeah, absolutely. Don't just assume, because I think a lot of people were assuming, and this is how we got here. We got here because we all were kind of like me, who thought, well, surely not here. Like, I see all these TikTok videos and all these videos floating around of all these people across the U.S. like having issues with this, and surely not here. Surely not in Alabama. And what we're seeing, I mean, with Allison and in Shelby County, and then up north with Huntsville with the schools, like, it is there, and parents don't know about it. And so, yes, I would say look in your schools, look in your library. The likelihood of it being there is very high. Now, I've talked to two or three libraries that their directors have said they would never have anything like that in their library. So there is hope that there are good librarians out there, that there are good libraries out there, but they're a dime in a dozen for sure.
That makes sense. And we need to give, of course, I hate to out them because the leftists are so crazy, but I want to give kudos and praise to the library directors who are keeping their libraries clean. And there, you know what? There are thousands of other books about other things. We don't necessarily have to have that. We find a couple people who've read every book in the local library and that they just got to get to, you know, whatever, then we'll figure it out. Hannah, we appreciate what you're doing, and thank you for giving us an update.
You're welcome. And, yeah, like, there's a lot of things that we need to be doing as far as legislation and as far as the ACLS, but as far as, like, what we should be doing in our own local communities, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be...
Do you have time to stick with us for another segment to talk about what you think we need to do in the legislature and then on a local level as well?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Hannah Reese is our guest. She'll be on with us for another segment, and we'll find out what we should be doing, what the legislature should be doing. We'll be back.
Fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financed. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36-month lease with $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995 document expires 4/30/24.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
On the other side of the coin, what's really hot today, which has been hot during that time frame we're talking about before COVID, is sales and marketing roles.
Chris Lawrence is with Hirewell. They recruit talent to companies, and he and I talk about the trends in talent recruiting today and what employers are looking for the most. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This
is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. What's wrong, Sky? You shaking your head?
Oh, I just wanted to play that song for another hour or two. I don't know.
Until our time is up.
Let's do the whole album.
I understand.
I'm just
Hannah Reese is our guest, and she's graciously agreed to stick with us for another segment.
Yeah, Hannah, I want to, because I sometimes forget about this resource, but if you go to cleanupprattville.org, you have, your people have put together a list of some of the books that you found in your little tiny cute little town local library, and it has, you can click on each book and read excerpts from that book. And I hate to admit it, because I'm dealing with my own stuff in North Shelby Library, I focus there, I haven't clicked on some of those links until recently, and I was appalled. Like, I started talking about one of the books that I found that you listed that is in Prattville Library for 12 to 17 year olds, and Scott was like, I'm done, don't say anymore. Like, he just can't even hear it. And this is what they're putting in front of our kids. So if you are a listener, go to Prattville, cleanupprattville.org, and you can check out, we're not these crazy moms that are overreacting. Like, some of these describe incestual relationships and very graphic scenes between brothers and sisters, sodomy between
pedophilia, really.
Yeah.
I mean, and a madman and a teen or young boy.
I mean, it is nothing that needs to be in our kids' hands, brains, hearts, souls. So one of the things that I wanted you to talk about, though, is we have some really good legislation that actually has made it through committee in Montgomery, and it's sitting on a list currently waiting for Speaker of the House Nathaniel Ledbetter and Joe Lovern to pick some of these bills that would protect our kids. Where do those bills stand, and what can people do?
Yeah, okay, so HB 385 is the one that you're referencing, and that deals with the existing obscenity law. Sorry, I'm looking at it one paragraph right now, and this is important for people to realize, is currently, our current law says, it shall be unlawful for any person to openly and knowingly display for sale at any business establishment frequented by minors or any other place where minors are or may be invited as part of the general public. Meaning, these books, the ones that are obscene, now not the bi-binary and the ones that are just inappropriate for kids, the ones that are sexually explicit, obscene materials, those materials right now being in the library are violating our current existing laws. And yet, our libraries are exempt from the law.
Wait. So basically, you can put porn in front of our kids as long as you're in a state, county-funded library?
Yes, ma'am. They could have Playboy in there and still not get criminally charged.
Oh, but in the kids section? I mean, that's the problem. It's one thing, but now that's what gets difficult with somewhere like Prattville, where it's all in the same room.
Actually, it doesn't matter what section. According to that paragraph I just read you, if it's obscene, it shouldn't be in the library at all whatsoever, anywhere.
Does it say sold in the law? Is that what the law said, sold?
Well, in the first half, it says for sale at any business, but then it also says or any other place where minors or where minors are or may be present in the public. Mm. So that means if you're walking down the street, you can't hand porn to children. Wow, duh.
So where do libraries get the exception?
I'm guessing some ALA lobbyists back when they established the law.
So the law does
explicitly say
except for libraries.
But listen, it doesn't say that libraries aren't breaking the law because there's a difference in the words. The way that they word it is they are exempt from penalties. It doesn't say they are exempt from that they're not breaking the law. What they're doing,
scoundrels. So they're stop.
Yeah, we had a big discussion the other day, Hannah, about laws that don't have penalties aren't really laws anymore. Because especially when it comes to governmental or pseudo-governmental entities, because they basically say, what are you going to do to us? And the answer is nothing.
So what would House Bill 385 do? I mean, I want to point out that Speaker Ledbetter co-sponsored this. Steinhagen co-sponsored. It has like 30... sponsors, and I'm hopeful that it goes to the floor for a vote soon, because to me, it's pretty basic in Ruby Red, Alabama. You should be able to say we want to protect our children from obscene material. Why isn't that moving? Have you heard anything about it?
I've just heard that it doesn't sound like much of a priority to them. I mean, we saw when the Alabama Supreme Court ruled about the IVF situation, how quickly they jumped on that within 24 hours and got it all the way through the House and Senate, and then 3 days later, the governor was signing it in. So, I mean, when they want something, they get it. So, I don't understand why they would be dragging their feet on a bill that tried to come forward, is my understanding, last year. This is the second time that it's been to the session, and the only thing that's different from last year and this year is that Mooney removed the exemption for libraries, the penalty exemption for libraries. Otherwise, it's the same as what he was pushing for last year, I think, from understanding.
Wait, say that again. Remove this
the
bill.
Exemption.
Yes, so this bill adds, it takes away the exemption of libraries, correct?
It takes away the exemption of libraries, and then it also says that drag shows can't be in the public. That's that paragraph towards the end that was added, and that's saying that is considered a nuisance and cannot happen in public, in the general public.
You know, it's funny you say when they want to get something through, it happens. That's what I tell my girls, you know, when they're like, I don't know if he likes me or not. And I'm like, if a boy likes you, you will know it. He will make it be known.
That's right.
That's what's happening in our legislature. If they wanted to pass it, they could. And we've got 8 days left, and I do not know why they can't pass a basic bill.
Didn't it take them 2 or 3 years to pass the trans surgery thing for kids?
Yeah, because they didn't want to protect kids.
Right.
Interesting. And Hoover schools shut everybody up.
Yeah.
It's very disappointing because, I mean, I think I heard John Wall mention it in an interview that the top priority when surveyed all across Alabama over and over again, when Alabamians are surveyed, their top priority is this gender ideology, this woke stuff getting into the hands of their children. That is the people's top priority, and it's way down on the totem pole for our legislators. So.
That's a very good point, Hannah.
Yeah, I don't know why you're hating on gambling so much, Hannah.
Jeez. We had all that gambling money. We could buy good books and give them to the children.
Gosh.
Hannah Reese has been our guest. Hannah, we appreciate it. We appreciate the work you do, giving us an update on what's happening in the legislature. I'm sure we'll have to touch base maybe one more time since we only have 8 days of the legislative session left. But this is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We will be back on the other side.
Moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Walking to Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, oh boy, we've got a forecast that is getting better and better for the weekend and beyond. Abundant sunshine today. A little breezy, but not as windy as yesterday. High 73. Clear skies, chilly tonight. Jacket weather. Overnight low 46. Beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Up to about 80 or teasing 80 Saturday. 83 on Sunday. How about mid-80s for Monday and Tuesday with more sun? Still dry. It's a great pattern we're getting into. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too.
I finally understand this song, Sky.
You're starting to dig the Tom Petty?
It is so bad, it makes me want to free fall off a building.
Oh, Sky.
That's what it's talking about. It's like, if you can bear this, oh, that's horrible. It's not as bad as Fast Car.
But it's close.
It's pretty bad.
It's got the same kind of tempo.
Oh.
So you're saying we should play it for you every day?
Yes, thank you so much.
I'll get it bumped up in the rotation. So you
thank you.
Really love it.
Play it a few more times. Yeah.
It was
please,
my one of my songs, Sky, so I appreciate that.
Good way news go. Friday.
Way to go.
Fantabulous Friday.
Is that what that we're doing now?
There's good news. Yeah.
What did you say?
I said Friday Follies.
No,
Friday
Follies. No.
What did I say?
You made up a word like 2 segments ago.
Foppish?
Foppish.
Yeah, I don't know if that means...
It's not like necessarily a great word.
No, I think being a fop is not a good thing.
But what are we celebrating, Scott?
We're celebrating a school system. And we're celebrating a victory. But I don't want to give you credit. You just found the problem. But the people who could fix the problem have fixed the problem in the Hoover City school system. And did it in less than a week.
Yeah.
While other systems and other people thought, well, this could be hard. I mean, you just don't know how long it takes. I mean, you can just technology. It's got the technology. They use them their computers. And you can take a long time with them computers. They're trying to turn one on. Well, very few days, and the Hoover school system has shut down their online library. Because the online library has we're not talking about questionable books. I almost jumped in. This is how bad it is, okay? If your children are listening, this is not going to be bad, but you don't want them asking all the questions. When Hannah said something about they might as well have Playboy or something, I was thinking, that would be an improvement.
I agree.
Improvement. And for the 100th time, I don't think we, regular folks, understand how far down the sicko road these books are. Like I said, Playboy would be good. Playboy would be clean. Playboy would be a biology textbook.
Because the truth is, if dads, men, God created men to be visual creatures. Mm-hmm. And so part of me doesn't want dudes to see this. Mm-hmm. Because it's going to stick in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
But if more dads looked inside these books, especially the ones that are like, oh, my children are just passed by that. They're not going to even look at that. If they could see what this was, they would burn the place down.
Mm-hmm.
If they could see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that disgusting.
But would they?
But then you do flip on the other side, and I said this yesterday, then you have the whole porn element and the people that are using porn, and they don't want to convict other people of what they're doing in their private time. But it's still offering sickness, vileness, vomitousness to our children. And you said often, just because I struggle with it, not you, collective we, struggle with it, doesn't mean I want you to shove it in my kid's face. But the right, the godly dads, our people we know would just go, this is, no.
Unacceptable.
I think that's the most disappointing part of when Hannah was talking about they can quickly push through the issues they want to push through.
The legislature. Mm.
So I put together this document that is examples from around the state. And Amy Beth and I, Scott didn't want to look at them because they are graphic.
Yeah.
Graphic. And Amy Beth and I had a discussion. Is it appropriate for me, because I've sent it out to several legislators, leadership, lots of people have seen this document that I put together. Is it appropriate for me to send this to them? And what we landed on was, this is what they're putting in front of our children, and they need to have the full weight of what, if they don't act, they need to understand the consequences of what they are putting in front of our children. And I guarantee you, Speaker Ledbetter, when he opened the document that I sent, wouldn't even be able to read me some of the excerpts or show me some of the photos, and I'm a 45-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm.
You should never allow that to be in front of our children.
And when did it go from being prosecutable, I don't even know if that's a word, I just made it up, on, let's say you get a man's computer and that same stuff is on a man's computer and they confiscate the computer because it's porn and you can't have it, and yet it's okay to have it on our kid. Like, the disparity, the incongruity of it bothers me so badly.
It's back to the same thing about the strip club versus the trans...
Yeah, the drag shows.
The drag shows.
Yeah.
So it's exactly the same thing. You take your little boy to the strip club, you're in trouble. Mom takes the little boy to the drag show, strip club. Oh, that's just wholesome family entertainment. I mean, it's that weird... But they draw the lines. You know, we talk about a lot of times how we're going to live under somebody's moral code.
Yeah.
And it's either going to be the Christian Western civilization's moral code or this new crazy leftist pagan code. And people don't think they understand that there are codes for right and wrong. We're living under the rules of right and wrong, and we're living under the left's rules. And they're deciding what's okay. They're deciding what is acceptable. Everything that we believe, what is truly correct, what is truth, is shunned, and they go 180 degrees from that. But we're living under their rules. They set the guidelines. And it's a weird place. But Hoover's school board needs to be commended. I don't know all their names, but if you know them personally, they have done the right thing. Allison turned in two books. They took those down immediately. Then they took down the whole entire library, and they're saying that we're going to go through and remove, because there's a whole slew of these books. Yes.
And we have, and then there's another mom, and I'm not going to say her name because I can't reach out to her immediately. There was another mom who was at the same time turning books in her Hoover district where she lives. And so I am very grateful. But it is this idea that we're in a safe area and there's seven churches right nearby. Like, surely that's not here. No, it's going to require you looking in your library, on your kid's computer, all the things. Because like Allison said, there's 45,000 more that we have to go. It's whack-a-mole. And we have to go find them and get them.
And the other advice for them is, if I had the company, the online library company, if it was my company, those books wouldn't be in the online library anyway. Mm-hmm. And what they need to be very careful of at the Hoover Board of Education is that just going into that set of books under a certain category, whether it's LGBTQ, whatever it is, and just turning off that whole section, because I promise you, the people who are willing to put these books in front of children will just say, fine, we'll get rid of that section. And then the books will come under, children's, children's fantasy books or whatever. Mm-hmm. They'll stick these books back in other places under, health or PE or physical education or something. They'll try to hide them in places.
Yeah, and I have found out Autauga County does not have the Epic app or the Sora app. They just don't use it.
Okay.
Madison County, I don't have this on official record yet, but they are removing Epic from all of their school computers because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So if
does Jefferson County use either one of these? Do we know?
I don't know. But if you are a school board member or legislator or somebody involved, your district can make the choice. It's up to them whether they want to use these apps or not. I'm convinced the proper thing to do is get rid of them. Nobody uses them, and it's taxpayer-funded smut. Mm-hmm. There's no need for that to be out there. So I'm hopeful that Hoover will continue.
If we could just have words on papers bound together and little rectangle-shaped things that you could put on shelves.
Oh,
we could call them
like a printing press, something like a
Rooks or Books or something.
I like the name Books. I think that's a good idea.
It might stick.
Huh.
Be a great idea. Somebody do that. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price.
We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ertis.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carrollscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Epicure and Jack's Tavern in the heart of the old Fantail building promises a dining experience where quality meets comfort. With daily specials, a full wine selection, and the freshest ingredients, they're here to serve you the best of local cuisine. Join them and let's make every meal memorable.
Unwind at Epicure and Jack's Tavern during their happy hour every Monday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy special prices on drinks in a cozy setting, whether it's catching up with friends or relaxing after work. Make your happy hours happier with Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Break the chains and eat local.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It was funny. It was good. It reminded me of Allison. So many of those little memes remind me of Allison.
The side eye was pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
have you
not
seen that one?
What?
There is a, they're riding a car, and there is a pasty, I'm talking about pasty, like pasty little white girl in the back. And she's saying something about, why don't I have any rhythm? and her dad or whoever is riding the front, he's black, and her brother is sitting beside her. I think it's her brother. He's black, and the little brother's like looking at her like.
Somebody should tell her.
We're back to Doug again. You're like, yeah, somebody tell her.
Let me just not be. I'm having fun.
You were jamming, no doubt.
I can't dance.
She can dance.
No. Sky looks away.
I was busy over here on the other side, bored. Something got real interesting.
She's doing it again.
No, she's great. She's great.
She's fantastic at it.
It comes from the heart. That's what counts.
Thank you.
She's giving it all she's got.
That's right.
Charles the First has been waiting forever, and then we'll go to Dana and then Randall. Charles the First of Dewinney, welcome to the program. Thank you for your patience. We had some pre-scheduled stuff we had to get through.
Well, this is actually
Poison Ivy. Oh, Poison.
It's so welcome. Long that Charles the First metamorphosized or something.
Yes, I'm glad you hit the wrong button, man, because...
I'm wanting to be
the press secretary in the future for Donald Trump. You know, I'll be a whole lot better than Jean Pierre there by a million times. And I wanted to make a quick pro quo with Alabama Unfiltered Radio to help me out, you know. And I'll help out with getting HB 385 Hannah Reese doing a lot better. Now, what we've got here is I'm looking at the whiteboard over here at the Turtle Herding Courtyard at the mansion. The whiteboard for the state legislature to get the gambling bill passed without loss of voter repercussions. And they do it by playing good cop, bad cop. The bad cops is the House. And they say they want casinos, online gambling, personal police force. And in comes the Senate to rescue everyone. But really, High Stepper has put what she wanted all along, and that's what they intended to get, but they're fooling everybody. And you know, I'm going to erase this and write HB 385 on this board if y'all help me to get my Trump appointment there. And the acronym for this on the board is what they think of the Alabama voters over here. It's called Incorporating Methods of Banal Efforts of Cops as Instigators to Level Evaluations Serendipitously. Imbecile.
Imbecile.
You're going to have to spell it out for me there.
That's what they think that of the Alabama voter that's going to fall for this good cop, bad cop stuff that they're doing to not lose any votes in the future. Y'all help me out with Trump and have a great day.
We will.
That's fair.
Poise and Ivy, absolutely. We'll fall. Since we're not in the legislature, we can have a quick pro quo.
Or something.
That sounds scandalous.
Did you ever figure out what it spelled?
What the acronym was?
Imbecile.
Oh, great. Okay. That's
imbeciles.
Okay. He's basically a genius. Yeah. I thought it spelled Imodium.
That's where I was going.
That's what I got.
You got the IMO.
Which is also, it could work.
You know, but PIs and Ivy brings up a good point. That's what they do. It's mm-hmm. good cop, bad cop. Mm-hmm. They make you think you're going to get this terrible thing. Really, they just want this, and yep. you're going to settle and be yep. happy with mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't think it's going to work. Have y'all heard who the Senate assigned to Conference Committee for Gambling?
No, I haven't heard that.
That was your job. We tasked you with finding out.
Yeah, I know. I dropped the ball, but I'll find out. I really think it's going to be hard for them to get anything done.
You think?
Unless they're evil geniuses and it's already done and they go to Conference Committee and boom.
Hey. They can do a lot. They get a lot done. They're not afraid of the voters. That's for doggone sure. Dana will be up next. Oh, man, we got the long break, but that's good. These are our sponsors, and they help us pay the bills, and we appreciate them greatly. So stick with us, Dana and Randall. We'll talk to y'all on the other side. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.